Putnam oversees Florida's gun permitting program, and he calls the mass shooting in Orlando a tragedy, but he wouldn't say whether the gunman should have been kept from purchasing a gun in the state. Instead, Putnam says arguments gun control supporters usually make in the wake of mass shootings don't apply in the Orlando case.
There was a background check. There was a further background check that allowed him to become an armed security guard. You have a U.S. citizen. You have a U.S. citizen with no criminal record, a U.S. citizen with no prior mental health issues, who waited the 3 days and went through a yet another background check at the point of purchase.
Putnam says the gunman first applied for a permit in 2007 and it was renewed in 2015. But during that time, the shooter was twice interviewed by the FBI and placed on a watch list. He was removed after nothing came of the investigations. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.